Next item on the agenda is Luckstone, 08-2268.
Luckstone is requesting authorization to expand their existing loading dock.
Thank you, sir.
At their South Richmond facility on the James River. Both wetlands and subacres permits are required. They're on the western shoreline, about 2.5 miles downstream from downtown Richmond. The river is about 450 feet wide. There is a federal project channel upriver to the Richmond locks. Both commercial barge traffic and recreational boat traffic on this section of the James. This is the existing loading dock. And close up, it is only equipped to load gravel and small stone on the barges. The proposed expansion is to give them the ability to load larger stone up to class 3 into the barges. They will accomplish that by, under this proposal, construct a 30 by 35 foot dock expansion open pile. My artistic rendering of what it will look like, it will encroach over 320 square feet of existing riprap, which is classified as a non-vegetated wetland. Richmond has not adopted the wetlands ordinance, so you are acting today as the wetlands board. It will also encroach over 400 square feet of state-owned subacreous land. They want to build a new dolphin here, replace this one in place, and repair this dolphin. So those are the project components. Cross-section of the dock, cross-section of the dolphins, which are essentially I-beams driven into the river bottom. Existing conveyor system and dock, and the new pier will come in right immediately downriver and will tie into the existing dock. Looking downstream at the location of the two new dolphins and looking upstream, this dolphin will be repaired, and you can see what one looks like. It's nothing magical about it. It's I-beams driven in with I-beams on a diagonal and then tied together with a weld at the top and a kingpin. So, we did get comments from DCR and the Game Department after this evaluation was written or added to the back of your packet. The Virginia Institute of Marine Science, advised that since the shoreline is already hardened, the pier expansion is expected to have limited impacts to the aquatic resources. They are, however, recommended a February through June time of year in-stream work restriction to protect anadromous fish. The project, in summary, is proposed should not negatively impact tidal wetlands or state-owned subacreous land due to the open pile design of the pier. We are not, however, recommending the time of year restriction for the following reasons. Minimal pile installation for this work should be in and out in 2 to 3 days. They hope to go to work as soon as they get their permits. Even the Game Department has agreed that the fish won't be up the river, you know, early in the year. So we are not recommending the time of year restriction. We don't think it will impact navigation since they're actually not encroaching beyond the limits of the existing conveyor system. So accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2.1302 subsection 10B and 28.2.1205A of the code, we'll recommend approval of the project as submitted with the royalty of $900 for the encroachment of the pier and dolphins over 450 square feet of state-owned land at $2 per square foot. Again, you are acting as a wetlands board as well today.
Questions of Mr. Owen? Randy, you said in your testimony that you expect them to start as soon as they get the permit. My only concern is if they don't start as soon as they get the permit and get into the time where the fish are up there. But we're pretty certain we don't need to put a deadline and then a time of year kick in.
And Bob can comment on this if he chooses. Basically, it's very few. The in-stream work is essentially the piling installation, and we generally don't recommend a time of year for something. If this was a fill activity or a dredging activity,
that's fine.
Certainly.
That's all I need to hear. I just want to make sure of consistency. Further questions or comments? Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move to approve staff recommendation to include the royalty of $900 and approve the permit.
Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Thank you, Randy. Yeah.